2 weeks to go in the Florida legislative session, and last Friday, Lynn Hatter, I remember distinctly that you told us that based on the feedback that you had gotten from the leadership in both the House and the Senate, it looked like we'd have a budget ready to go, if not this week, at least in time for the 72-hour cooling-off period mandated by Florida law. Next week, everyone would sine-die on May 5, go home, session done. You're saying that ain't going
to
happen.
I am back, Tom, hat in hand, to say probably not. You know, last Friday, it looked like they were all singing the same tune. It sounded like they were all singing the same tune. You had Jack Latvala saying, we're making progress. You had the House saying, we're making progress. Everybody said, nothing to see here. We're doing good. And over the weekend, budget talks collapsed. They completely fell apart. And so now what you have are the House and the Senate still $4 billion apart on their budget plan. And from the tone, neither side is willing to strike a deal right now. In fact, you have the House talking about a continuation budget. And that's something that we only ever hear coming out of Congress. That word, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've never heard such a word uttered in the Florida legislature.
And I think what they were saying is what continuation budget means. We just won't do anything. We'll just keep all the current spending plans in place until we can reconvene and figure out a new one. But that isn't what Florida law says, right?
Yeah, there's nothing in Florida law about a continuation budget. There's no such thing as that in our state. And what it would mean is essentially that the Florida legislature would just extend the current year's budget through to the next fiscal year. You had House Budget Chief Carlos Trujillo talking about, you know, this continuation budget would include the $1.5 billion in federal Medicaid money we're hoping for, but there would be no member projects in it and very little else. Interestingly, under this scenario, Governor Rick Scott would get to keep Enterprise Florida and Visit Florida, which the House has been trying all session to kill. But again, that is something, you know, Senate President Joe Negron released a statement saying there is no such thing as a continuation budget. And this kind of practice is ineffectual. It's something that only Congress does. And basically, you know, you see how well that's going. So really, you have these two sides that are on complete opposite ends. And this is essentially back where we started at the beginning of session. Because one of the prevailing assumptions that has governed this lawmaking session is this idea that the House and Senate are so far apart ideologically that they won't be able to adjourn on time. And now you're sort of seeing that come to pass now.
Without being able to come to some kind of reconciliation, even this week, that throws off the entire schedule for the rest of the legislative session.
Last week, everybody said Monday is the day to have allocations. Well, today is Monday, and we still don't have anything. Now they're saying Tuesday is the day to have allocations. There are still, at this stage of the game, about 8 more days left. They have to have a budget on everybody's desk by May 2nd in time for that mandatory 72-hour cooling off period. A lot can still happen in 8 days, but at this stage of the game, it's not looking very good. Maybe something miraculous will happen late tonight or tomorrow, and then I guess tomorrow I'll be back saying, okay, now game is on. But for right now, it looks like all bets are off.
But if we could speculate for just a moment before I let you go, as I recall, 2 years ago when there was a House budget chief by the name of, Corcoran, I think it was.
Yes.
The legislature came to an unexpected end of session without a formal signee die and without a budget in place. They had to come back in special session and negotiate a budget. So this still could be pulled off, right?
It can still be pulled off. You know, we're not saying that as of, you know, May 5, there will be no, absolutely no budget. There are a lot of different scenarios that could happen. Let's say that they get to May 5th and there's still no budget. They can extend by a week or however long it takes them to iron out the details. If for some reason, you know, they have to go longer, then they'll likely go longer. It wouldn't be unusual for them to come back in a longer special session and do this. You also heard early last week Senator Jack Latvala ironing out a very interesting scenario. Now, he was joking when he said this, but I mean, it does still hold true. Let's say that the legislature cannot reach an agreement. If for some reason we have an impasse that stretches, say, to the start of the next fiscal year, then the job for writing a budget will go to Governor Rick Scott. So Florida will have a budget some way, somehow. We don't right now know who's going to be writing it, but Florida will have a budget. We are not like Congress. We have to have a balanced budget. You got to have one every year. So how does that come to play out? Well, House, Senate, Governor, it's up to them.
And Lynn Hatter, I have a strange feeling we'll be back tomorrow talking about this, finding out what's going on as the budget stumbles forward here in Tallahassee. Florida Public Radio's Lynn Hatter. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Tom.